football on off the ball.
That was huge for them because they're going to hype this up, and they did hype this up, as like Alan Shearer and Guy Mowbray said after the game, the greatest English result in a World Cup since 66. Yeah, and one of the greatest English performances.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. World Cup Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Hello and welcome along to Wednesday's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Argentina pulled through in a classic against Egypt thanks to some messy magic yet again. But did they get the rub of the green with some refereeing decisions? Switzerland edge out Colombia on penalties to set up a meeting with the world champions on Sunday morning. And Shamrock Rovers have it all to do after the first leg of their Champions League qualifier in Malta. But first today, Argentina came back from the brink to beat Egypt and advance to the quarterfinals of the World Cup. Yasser Ibrahim gave Egypt the lead with a header after 15 minutes before Lionel Messi had the chance to equalise from the penalty spot. But his effort was saved by Mustapha Shoubier. Messi became the first player to miss two penalties at the same World Cup and has missed four of his eight penalties in World Cups. Egypt thought they'd gone 2-0 up after a superb run from Hassim Hassan ended up in a goal from Mustapha Zico, but it was ruled out for a foul at the other end of the pitch on Lisandro Martinez. The North African side did get a second on the counter-attack from an Argentine corner, and Zico got his goal this time. Argentina pulled one back with 11 minutes to go when Cristian Romero headed in a cross from Messi. Then the champions equalised when the ball fell to Messi in the penalty area and he fired a shot which hit the crossbar and went in, and Argentina weren't done there. Enzo Fernandez headed in the winner in injury time after a cross from Lautaro Martinez.
Señoras y señores, hay olor a gol. Va Lautaro Martínez con el centro y está.
Egypt felt there could have been two fouls before the breakaway for that goal, one by Alexis McAllister and one by Julian Alvarez, but VAR decided not to intervene this time. Egypt keeper Mustapha Shoubier said there was no fair play and the loss was hard to take.
I think we did something historical and we put the ambitions very high because we could qualify, but at the end, again, it's all about small details. And also it's good, it happens in life and football, that you have to learn from this.
On the news round last night, Will O'Callaghan, Arthur O'Dea and Stephen Doyle called the aftermath live as Argentina and Messi showed a lot of emotion.
And wild celebrations as we're watching now, Will.
All incredible.
You can see Messi bawling his eyes out there.
Messi was bawling his eyes out when he was hugging Molina pretty much at the full-time whistle. He still is when he goes over to supporters. He looks almost as relieved as the Limerick supporters who were sitting behind me in Croke Park at the weekend. That's where Messi is at the moment. This is pure relief, Arthur. I mean, they know that really they should have been gone with 15 minutes to go.
Yeah. It's strange, though. That is, because I suppose it's not like they're in uncharted territory. Like, there are designs on winning the thing again. It must obviously take an awful lot out of it. Must have taken an awful lot out of them. I suppose it's been a very hectic week.
Yeah.
You know, twice.
Extra time against Cape Verde. Yeah.
But that is interesting. You don't see that too often. Someone that's kind of done everything, been through it all.
Just I wonder if the fact that he missed the penalty,
possibly,
and that could have made it 1-1.
Gregor Kobel was Switzerland's penalty hero. He saved a spot kick from Colombia's Cucho Hernandez to help set up a quarterfinal against Argentina this weekend. The keeper pushed away Hernandez's spot kick after both sides had missed one each. Colombia's Davinson Sanchez hit the underside of the bar. Former Manchester City defender Manuel Akanji skied his effort over the bar. Switzerland won the shootout 4-3 in Vancouver in their last 16 tie. Murat Yakin's side have reached the last eight of the World Cup for the first time since 1954. That game against Argentina will be played at Kansas City Stadium and it kicks off on Sunday morning, 2 a.m. Irish time. Akanji says that all of their efforts have been rewarded.
It means we worked really hard over the last 6, 7, 8 years. I don't know. We gave a lot into that and I think the hard work got paid off. But we're not done yet. We try to give our all in the next round and hopefully we can advance to the semi-final.
On this week's Inside the Odds, myself, Ger Gilroy and David Wilson debated if Argentina can keep this run going.
Is it a shock if Switzerland beat Argentina?
I think, like, I mean,
it is, like, but
in terms of world football history, it'd be Switzerland creating a, having a moment.
Mm. Argentina just are finding a way, though. I mean, a few alarm bells would have been sounded when they went to extra time at Cape Verde, and then obviously yesterday when Egypt go 2-0 up, you're thinking, wow, like, this isn't looking good.
Yeah.
But they've always found a way.
There's only so many ways, so many times you can find a way, though, isn't there?
Well, so they're either a team of destiny or they're absolutely knackered.
Yeah, but I thought that game was going to go to extra time, and thinking, will that come back to haunt them later in the tournament? But they've done this before where they come through extra time, they win a penalty shootout, and they get to a final.
Yeah.
The difference is they weren't winning those finals. You know, I think back to Italia 90 even, like that, they didn't play well. They came up with a good result against Brazil to knock them out in the last 16, but they just managed to get their way through it, and all of a sudden they end up in a final.
Yeah.
Mm. Their extra time record is sensational. I think Ali McCoy was saying in commentary yesterday, they won 8 out of 10 at World Cups in the last 10 games. Like, they're, when they go the distance, they're well able to,
they know how
win
to, yeah. And how to cheat and gouge and spit and bite.
They just know how to get it done. Streetwise is what
they were lucky yesterday, though. Like, very lucky.
Yeah, like, I just wonder now what changes he makes, because Alvarez hasn't been good.
No.
So does Lautaro start now?
I thought, like Lautaro had started those games before, and I thought defensively he'd done really well. Like, he kind of done Messi's running for him as well. There's players there like Giuliano Simeone and Nico Paz that haven't had any game time at all. I'm thinking, like, surely they're worth a go at some stage.
Was Diego Simeone a little less emphatic in the celebrations when the camera panned to him than he might have been if his son was playing, did you think?
Yeah, I do.
Was it like a little bit of like, yeah, fair play, lads?
I do think, like, even for someone like Diego Simeone, I think he's thinking, my son should be playing. Like,
maybe he'll have a word.
He walked out. It looked like he, at 2-0, like, you saw him walking. Maybe he's probably going to get a refreshment. Maybe he's thinking, this is just, this isn't happening.
So Argentina are going to beat Switzerland. Is that the...
It wouldn't surprise me if Argentina just turned up and, like, put in a professional 2-0 win or something like that, where Switzerland didn't take any risks and paid the price for it.
That's available to listen back to now for free in your OTB Football podcast feed. Today is the first day without a game since the start of the tournament. Tomorrow, France take on Morocco in the first of the quarterfinals. On Friday, it's Spain against Belgium. Then on Saturday, Norway and England, before that Argentina-Switzerland game in the early hours of Sunday morning. Meanwhile, Norway boss Ståle Solbakken says that Erling Haaland's Premier League knowledge makes him extra dangerous to England defenders. The Manchester City striker will come up against a few familiar faces on Saturday, and Solbakken says Haaland's not worried about them knowing his game.
He plays national games, Champions League games, Premier League games in the same manner, so I don't think that really matters.
On the football show last night, Vinnie Perth joined Will O'Callaghan and said the tournament on the pitch has been very good.
I used the line, my head says Norway at the start of the game and my heart says Brazil. It's a bit like I flipped today watching the Argentina game. My heart wanted Argentina and Messi to win, but actually I cheered the goal that was ruled offside for Egypt, and then I cheered Zico's second goal because it was the magic of the World Cup happening in front of our eyes there today. So it's just been, it has been a really good tournament, and on the pitch it's been tactically, but very entertaining. A lot of lessons in it as well. It's been really good.
That's available to listen back to now in your OTB Football podcast feed. And World Cup Daily and Off the Ball is brought to you by Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Smell your best when you look your worst. Shamrock Rovers have work to do if they want to reach the second qualifying round of the Champions League. Stephen Bradley's side were beaten 2-0 in the first leg of their tie against Floriana in Malta last night. Midfielder Matt Healy was sent off in the second half after two yellow cards in quick succession. Rovers will play at Tallaght Stadium in the second leg next Tuesday, and Bradley says it was a really sloppy performance from his side.
Really sloppy. We controlled the game and we were sloppy with that, and it's ultimately cost us the game.
Elsewhere in Europe last night, Northern Ireland NIFL Premiership holders Larne were 1-0 winners over Tre Fiori from San Marino. That was away from home. The FAI will hold an EGM at the Aviva Stadium tonight to vote on the fulfilment of Ireland's Nations League games against Israel Up to 138 delegates will decide if they want to endorse the fulfilment of those games, which are due to take place at the end of September and start of October. Both will be outside Ireland, one game in Hungary and the other in Serbia. A motion to boycott the games was submitted by members back in May, but the FAI ruled the proposal was inadmissible. Fulham have appointed former Liverpool and Real Madrid defender Alvaro Arbeloa as their new manager. He replaces Marco Silva on a three-year deal. Arbeloa was in charge of Real for the second half of last season when Xabi Alonso was sacked. And finally, just to finish with some transfers that are close to completion, Callum Wilson is set to join Brentford on a one-year deal and will follow Jadon Anthony as a new signing for Keith Andrews' side. Former Leeds goalkeeper Ilian Melier will join Premier League champions Arsenal. He's already done his medical there. And Sporting are set to sign teenage winger Jesse Derry from Chelsea on a season-long loan. That's about all we have time for in today's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan, back with more tomorrow.
World Cup Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.